Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, here we go. By this time this week, we will we'll know what's going on, and the next few days are going to be a Cat 5 hurricane of fake stream media spin. And a bunch of Democrat bullshit, designed to make you think this election has already been decided. They want your morale to be shattered. They want your spirit to be broken, and they want you to put a lid on your participation in saving our country from leftist tyranny. And here's the part about this that you need to understand. All of that is a lie. It's all a lie. It's a psychological operation designed to keep you on the sidelines. Because we've got this. All you need to do is go vote. Very often when I start talking about what's going to happen in the election or what I see happening in the election, it gives certain people hope. I'm not trying to give anybody hope. I just don't see how Biden wins. Nobody's going to his events. It's the same thing that happened with Clinton. Remember, Clinton had a 95% chance of winning. Remember? Biden doesn't have that good of a chance. And that's with a bunch of oversampled, polls that are put together for the media, by the media, to have the outcome of the media. And they ignore a bunch of things, like the structural factors that are in place. Incumbents tend to win. Particularly when the economy is improving. I mean, that's what happened with Bill Clinton. And we're not in some idiotic new war. You also have factors like how the Democratic nominee is a desiccated old weirdo who pretty much called a lid on his campaign back in July. And whose corruption is shown to be more and more corrupting each and every single day. You have manifest enthusiasm for our guy, right? And tumbleweeds for theirs. You have people moving from Hillary to Trump, but nobody moving from Trump to Grandpa Badfinger. Trump dominated the debate where Oldfinger doubled down on his deeply unpopular program of destroying millions of oil industry jobs, single payer, and Matlock for all. I don't mind, green energy. One day we will all have the flux capacitor. We will all have the Mr. Coffee nuclear fusion thing on the back of our car. But until that technology is mature, and since they have gotten to this point now with gasoline to where it's just so clean burning, why would we get away from that before we have something to take its place? We, on the other hand, we have the heat, we have the momentum, we have this to lose. And the establishment is going to try to psych you out. because you're in total control of the one last piece of the puzzle. And that's your vote, your family and your friends' votes, the votes of patriots. All the pieces are in place for another tremendous victory for freedom. Another stunning, hilarious repudiation of the smug leftist twerps who want to make you into a serf. You just have to supply that final piece. And that's where they want to disrupt you. They will tell you that you are losing. That the guy who can't outdraw a Bolivian fog hat cover band is going to lose to the king of all rallies. For you children out there that don't know, fog hat was a rock band back in the 70s. Look at the polls with the crusty up by plus 12 and see who ran them. Mainstream media companies and colleges. And those are totally Trump's demographic, aren't they? They've demonstrated their incompetence and dishonesty in everything else they do. But now, you're going to buy into the idea that when they do polling, they're going to somehow act differently. Right? Sure. I'm in. They're going to tell you, oh, we were totally off in 2016, but we totally get Trump voters now, and we can poll them accurately. Sure. We've been doing everything we can to make sure that you don't hear a thing about the evidence showing Hoover Biden was auctioning off intros to Pappy for a couple of hookers and a baggie of crank, but we're going to be totally honest about a Democrat plus 15 weighted polls. Trust us, we are the press. Then they hint that if you vote, it won't count because they're just going to steal the final score. And all this talk about election fraud, which is, that's what they want to do. They want you scared of fraud. They want you to think, why bother since dead people's ballots are going to swamp mine? And once again, normally this is not the case, but the GOP is actually on the case right now. They're in this to win it. And they're watching. We're winning the vast majority of election court cases, and we're going to be there on the ground watching the counts. You can only steal a very close election. And like I said earlier when Jay was on the show, think of how hard it is to actually jury-rig just 10,000 ballots. Just that one number. Think how it's going to look if Republican observers see some dude back up with his Chevy to a count room with 3,000 Biden ballots he just happened to find in his trunk. Election theft is possible, but it's hard when everybody's watching, and impossible when it's razor close. Your vote will count, but only if you cast it. And then they threaten you. If you patriots dare stand up for your rights and exercise your sovereignty by appointing a justice who's read the Constitution, we'll get revenge. If you reelect Trump, we'll take the streets. Conform, or else. Well, bring it, punks. I'm sort of tired of all of the talk you've been throwing around for the past year or so. I'm tired of seeing the Blue City smoldering. Come on out and play with some people that know how to play your game better. Fear's their friend, but you don't have anything to fear. And their revenge is just more hot air. Their riots will burn down their own garbage blue cities. Their second try to civil war will be over quicker than Hunter's career was while he was in the Navy. Right now, the Democrats are 0-1, and their team is way late to the Second Amendment Party. Get your mind right. We've got this. The only thing left to do is win this, is to go out and then just win it. And get up and take that ballot and get it filled out and out the door. And if you're waiting until Election Day, vote early. Then help somebody else vote. In California, where they can ballot harvest, get out there and go pick up some ballots and take them in. But, that's happening in California right now. The GOP wasn't supposed to be allowed to get in that game. That's not fair, but don't buy the lie. We'll win this if we just take that last step, filling out our ballot straight GOP, even if that means making it for people like Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, and the insufferable Ben Sasse. That's all you got to do. Think about the leftist cheers that are going to flow when the networks are forced to croak out the magic words, "We project President Donald J. Trump has been reelected." Followed by, it appears the Republican Party has kept the Senate and won the majority in the House. Ben Rhodes is going to have a breakdown, Bette Midler is going to freak out, and Nancy Pelosi will be handing over the gavel. She would cry if the Botox hadn't locked her tear ducts shut. All you have to do is not fall for the latest lie and vote. We have this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Well, that's a busy voice. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Only a victory large enough to preclude the theft of the presidency by the Democrats and their minions in the media can forestall their plans for our future here in America. The rioting and the physical violence and destruction of property estimated in the billions of dollars experienced by Americans since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day was just practice for the left's coming exercise of power, whether Biden wins or loses. It cannot happen here has been the mantra of those of us blessed by God with the grace of living in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and yet, fortuitously, past is prologue, and history is replete with the ruins of civilizations whose citizens believe the same thing. Democrats thought their long march through the institutions had succeeded in giving them permanent power. They were convinced that when Barack Obama pulled off the unique trick of descending from the heavens to ascend to the presidency, academia had long, you know, it's long been a social justice warrior training ground, and with the supremacy of the critical theory, implicit bias training, and a cadre of professors better than 90% steeped in leftist dogma, having provided an army of reliable Democrats. During the Obama presidency, media, always biased and comprised of reporters and editorialists, politically mirroring that of academia, dispensed with even the pretense of objectivity to become nothing more than the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. Truth became a matter of opinion, with talking heads providing the opinions. Intelligence bureaus and the administrative state, top military leadership, and every regulatory agency was purged of anyone not steadfastly leftist. When you hear somebody calling somebody a liberal, don't get too much into that, because that is a theft of language. Some of the Democrats used to be liberals, and that meant that they were for liberty. They just didn't agree with the idea that the Republicans had for getting there. So, the left has deluded themselves into believing that cradle-to-the-career indoctrination, deliberate media misinformation, and politically forced demographic change had finally created a permanent Democratic majority. They were bigly surprised when they lost more than 1,000 federal, state, and local elections. And then came Trump. Donald Trump was the straw that broke the spavined camel's back. They refused to accept the defeat of all they worked so hard to trick or treat Americans into believing. What followed was 4 years of one confected attempt after another to execute a slow-motion, multi-pronged coup, concluding with a failed impeachment on ground so slim, had it been tried on a President Biden, it would have elicited a collective, "Come on, man," from the variegated components of not only the leftist machine, but the American population as well. Fair-minded Americans are not only cognizant of the rules. When they lose, you know, they're still willing to obey the rules. Not so afflicted, the left follows rules only when winning. When they lose, the rules must change. And we saw this with redistricting, a tactic Democrats used for decades to maintain control of the House of Representatives, as well as state and local governments. When the Republicans started beating them at their own game, the process became unfair, unconscionable, and, you know, just stop it. A constitutional republic with an electoral college system and equal representation of each state in the Senate worked fine until they decided it prevented them from ruling all 50 states from the left coast and the Salem Corridor. Then the notion of the strict majority rule in all things became popular. The courts for years were stacked by Democrats with judges willing to bypass the legislative process and enact laws from the bench. They used the filibuster prodigiously to prevent conservative judges from being seated, but were outraged when it was used against Obama's nominee. So Harry Reid waved bye-bye to the judicial filibuster. The seating of Amy Coney Barrett as an associate Supreme Court justice done strictly in adherence to the Constitution, Democrats have threatened consequences and repercussions. including eliminating the filibuster in all things, admitting new states to guarantee more Democrat senators and representatives, and a new balanced Supreme Court at whatever number of justices necessary to ensure a leftist majority. And the result now is we are in an election that only a Trump landslide can prevent the left from stealing, using what Biden called in a Freudian slip, the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. And nothing short of that overwhelming victory will stymie their machinations. They already have a plan in place to flood the streets with mostly peaceful riots before, during, and after November 3rd. This landslide will open Americans' eyes to the left's usurpation of the nation and perhaps provoke action. To expedite post-election thievery, riots will again become endemic, and every judge that might rule against the Democrats' lawfare efforts to steal the presidency will be doxxed and confronted. Their family will be terrorized in their homes. Special care will be taken to threaten members of the Supreme Court. They will confront congressmen and senators at their homes, offices, and out in public with their families, and if need be, they will block them from returning to Washington, D.C. and resuming the functions of government. The same will be done to governors and mayors lest they try to use the National Guard. All these tools will continue to be used by a Biden administration to implement the Green New Deal agenda, killing the oil industry, gun confiscation, raising taxes, open borders, citizenship, Medicare for all. So Trump has to win this. He has to win this. And it seems like one way or the other, we're going to be in a fight. So be ready for a fight. Because it is most certainly coming. This is not something that, to paraphrase the Declaration of Independence, in the course of these events, good people of our free and independent states have the full power and right to rise up to prevent the left's attempt to steal our country. Trump's going to win, and it's going to be epic. Of that I have no doubt, but I will tell you this. Especially if you're listening and you're on the left. A lot of us are not afraid of you. The police that you have thrown under the bus, the military you've turned into a petri dish, in a lot of cases, while you might have used them against us, in a lot of cases, they might have been there to protect you. And they're not there. So before you start meeting us halfway, you need to consider what's on the other side facing you. You're probably not going to like what's looking back at you. Just a word of advice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for the presidential candidates on Friday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, President Trump visiting Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. In Michigan, President Trump saying,
"This election is a matter of economic survival for Michigan because Joe Biden, look at what they did during their 8 years."
And regarding the coronavirus pandemic, the president says,
"This was China's fault. Just remember it. Our vaccine will eradicate the virus much more quickly and end the pandemic quickly, quickly, quickly."
The rough week on Wall Street continuing at the closing bell, the Dow ending the week down 157 points to close at 26,501. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is hoping to turn Georgia from red to blue. The latest Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found that Biden and Trump are tied at 47% in Georgia, with the margin of error being plus or minus 4 percentage points. One thing is for certain in Georgia, there's record voter turnout.
We expect even more higher turnout than we've seen so far. With that, there may be lines. Expect lines, long lines.
Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. The CDC has some safety tips for tomorrow's socially distanced pandemic Halloween. You can stay home and have a virtual costume contest or stay with small groups of people who live near you. Health officials say if you do venture out for some trick-or-treating or celebration, keep your hands washed and sanitized and maintain social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are at a crossroads. And Tuesday, we're going to learn which direction we're going to go in. And the question is going to be, will voters stick with Trump, who in saner times would be a slam dunk for re-election, or are they going to embrace Joe Biden and his grim vision of a dark winter? When you look at the signs going on around everywhere, especially in the places where it was not normally the case, most Americans haven't cast off their common sense, along with their used masks and empty hand sanitizer bottles. But for voters on the fence, as inexplicable as that is, let's evaluate what the Democratic Party is showing us about itself. Biden's claim in the last debate was that the U.S. is moving toward a dark winter thanks to COVID. And that was revealing. It exposed more than Biden's cynicism in trying to manipulate people's fears of the virus. It exposed an irony. The dark winter tag speaks to the Democratic Party's condition, not America's. Democrats are ominous. Their worldview is antithetical to the American experience, and it's rotted. And worse is that they are destructive. We see it in their language and actions. 2020 is showcasing the Democrats' accelerating descent into the mean-spirited grudge-filled aggression toward traditional America, the America of the Revolution, the America of the Founding. They despise that immense swath of red, white, and blue between the North, East, and West Coast, and anywhere patriots live. Maybe 2020 is providential in that the good Lord chose an election year to lay bare the Democrats' grim plots. Maybe this is a chance for a broader electorate to get a strong read on the party that dumped Happy Days Are Here Again for its rendition of Eve of Destruction. Democratic Party's a cancer making systemic attacks on the nation. The attacks are political, cultural, and moral. And the left, which is ascendant in the party, has over many years infiltrated major institutions, education, the media, arts, entertainment, corporate, executive suites, government bureaucracies. This fight to restore normalcy will not end when Trump is reelected. It will only be beginning. And with Trump, though, our chances of winning the fight increase dramatically. Because Trump is not afraid to punch. He's not afraid to brawl. A lot of people don't like him because of that. I love him because of that. But let's focus on two big developments that are transpiring this year. They're the pinchers in which the Democrats' ambition is to impose tyranny. Tyranny that the leftists and globalists plan to fully unfold should the corrupted and compromised Biden win. First of all, the COVID and the shutdowns. In March, which COVID was here in about November or October, okay? Just remember that I said that. It was here in October or November. I caught it in January. It didn't get here in March. It had been here for a while. But in March, the COVID crisis struck, but for the Democrats, it had little to do with public health. This was an opportunity to impose and exercise raw political power. 15-day state closures to assess and formulate approaches to grappling with the infection turned into open-ended blue state shutdowns. New York, California, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Oregon, Wisconsin, Washington State, blue states all, are still closed to varying degrees. Businesses have been erased. You've seen it. Millions are unemployed, which that wasn't happening before that. The right to worship, right to assemble, except for protests and riots. Now, if you want to join BLM, you'd be a free citizen. And your right to function as a free citizen have been curtailed. This is the Democratic preferred model of governance, and it should chill you. Theirs isn't bigger government as an expediency to deal with temporary crisis. Andrew Cuomo, Tom Wolf, Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, they're all governing sets precedent. Democrats are demonstrating top-down, strongman government as their choice. It smells like Xi Jinping of the PRC. Conventional wisdom claims that the lockdowns may ease when the elections end because shuttering blue state economies was meant to hurt Trump. Collateral damage to Democrat leaders' own constituents, well, that was okay. We were trying to hurt Trump. But are these shutdowns going to end? And why, when they're so useful to undermining rights and allowing government grips to tighten? And Biden has declared for more shutdowns until the virus is beaten. But viruses are never beaten. Biden's handlers are trying to be clever. So Biden in the White House would mean a national shutdown. And we've already taken multi-trillion-dollar hits this year. More blows in 2021. This would be the COVID, Cloward, and Piven scheme. A depression would play just really great for the Democrats and the globalists. The Great Reset Initiative, which was advanced by the World Economic Forum, is poorly disguised fascism. Man-made climate change failed to trigger a reset. The COVID crisis could be the motherlode. Then there's race and mob violence. In late May came George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, and there, cringing leftist mayor Jacob Frey was joined by the leftist city council in withdrawing police protection, thereby handing over the city to the mobs, though gaslighting that peaceful protest are right. The mobs acted like they do, and with violence, ransacking, smashing, and burning Minneapolis. Leftist BLM and Antifa provocateurs did their parts, inciting rioters to more mayhem. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, in Nero fashion, decided to stand down as Minneapolis burned, though he had the cheekiness to send federal aid to recoup millions of dollars in cleanup costs, smartly denied by the Trump administration. He wanted that. Not to be outdone, Seattle and Portland followed the Minneapolis lead. It was all rinse and repeat as the mobs ran loose. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin's impotence and endless rationalizations of her city being destroyed was surpassed finally by her embrace of something called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, Chaz Chop, whatever it was. There they had just, they had bordered lawlessness and, you know, Washington State, their governor was out there jabbering endlessly while he was safe in the governor's mansion. Then Portland was on fire, too. Mobs took the streets. Ted Wheeler wouldn't be out soy-boyed by Jacob Fry. And Fry, like a conquered potentate, groveled before a BLM mob in Minneapolis to show contrition. Wheeler went into the streets seeking dialogue with the barbarians, only to suffer a tear gassing before retreating. Kate Brown in Oregon jabbered about protests and rights from the comfort and safety of the governor's mansion in Salem. And there you see the pattern. Blue cities and blue states alone have sunk into dystopia. And we can attribute some of this to the gutlessness of the Democrats and moral desolation, but there's more here. So while we try to sit around and look at what we see, just remember this. Anarchy creates vacuums, and power abhors a vacuum. So it's a twofer. They have exploited COVID to push tyranny and to open the doors to chaos to create the conditions for more tyranny. Their brave new world is comprised of zombie apocalypses as a precondition to the Orwellian Big Brother. Just so you know, the dark winter is already here in the blue cities and in the blue states. Do we want to federalize that and let Biden have the reins? That's going to be up to us, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We know that American firearm sales have dramatically increased since the spread of SARS-CoV-2, which is COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever, Wuhan virus, bird flu stew, whatever you want to call it. This study's methodology is nothing to write home about. They did a sample of 1,432 people, of whom 263 bought guns during the pandemic. A randomly selected nationwide sample that size might have been meaningful, but it was neither. It did turn up a fairly broad range of respondents, but they were self-selected by choosing to self-administer an online survey. So the results were skewed and cannot represent the U.S. population. It was administered at the end of May, asking about decisions since February. And with those caveats, the survey found that firearm buyers differed statistically significantly from non-buyers based on sex, age, ethnicity, marital status, education, having children at home, unemployment status, income, political orientation, location, and region of residence, and in perception to the societal impact of increased firearm ownership. Most of the differences follow well-known patterns. The more interesting discriminants were that young single urban dwellers, healthcare professionals, and Hispanics were more likely to have purchased a firearm. That being employed in healthcare professions was the third highest correlation of their 18 predictor variables with purchasing a firearm aroused the curiosity of Dr. Robert Young of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, as well as mine. And in healthcare workers help drive gun surge, new study says, which Stephen Gutkowski wrote for the Free Beacon. He reports that 69% of those purchasing firearms were healthcare professionals. Now, you know, my knowledge of stats doesn't pull that number from the study analysis, but it certainly is substantially more than any of us imagined. Congratulations to Mr. Gutkowski or his source for finding that interesting tidbit amid all the rather expectable findings that are highlighted by the authors. But the question is, why? As we all began to realize the early impact of the virus, a bunch of people in the healthcare profession knew they were going to be overwhelmed. Remember, recall New York City's severe infection, illness, and death rates from March to April. It was bad everywhere until the healthcare professionals began to learn not to overventilate COVID pneumonias. That there were frequent blood clotting problems, perhaps couples, and that couples with a degree of general vasculitis, that treating the immune response is key to recovery, etc. They learned how to deal with this. During this time, selfless nurses, doctors, and the healthcare professionals answered the call from hard-hit urban areas, especially New York City, traveling there in order to relieve stressed-out local staff. That was a very scary time, and deciding to enter places described as war zones included questioning one's personal safety, and perhaps taking measures to try to ensure that, as well as their families, for those that, you know, were overworked at home. So in the healthcare industry, they may have found it easy then to anticipate a virtual zombie apocalypse, as this plague was threatening to infect and kill a large portion of the population in short order. And, you know, thank God it didn't. Thanks to the inconsistent lethality of this virus and the common sense of people enduring plagues over millennia to mask up and avoid close contact. In addition, though, it is suspected that the highly variable gun laws from state to state reduced the numbers of providers who were willing to temporarily relocate to serve the inundated areas. New York City was particularly undesirable to anyone who relied on care for self-protection, because they essentially prohibit that for everybody there, unless you're a diamond merchant. But the patchwork of laws and varying reciprocity similarly blocked too many volunteers who would have otherwise been glad to help. Beyond that, who knows? George Floyd was killed May the 25th, which set off the summer of love and violence on the streets, which has given further cause for fear and preparation. And that occurred just as the survey was being taken, but it shouldn't have affected the number of gun purchases reported during preceding months. Now, over at the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, they are hoping that medical personnel are waking to the fact that their sort of work makes them highly vulnerable to assault. As a group, the ER staff are at highest risk as they take over the care of sometimes very confused, upset, agitated patients without further help from the police who brought them in. And within the specialty, psychiatrists like Dr. Young are the greatest risk of harm, because they usually are treating somebody that's mentally ill one-to-one without having ready help available, especially in their own offices. And then there's Dr. John Adine, of course, my friend, he's particularly focused on the likelihood of terrorist attacks on medical institutions. These have already occurred many places internationally, and it's only a matter of diminishing time before it happens here in the U.S. and care facilities are targeted here. And even in the era of COVID precautions, limiting visitor access and stationing unarmed security at access points means nothing to a couple of vehicles worth of well-armed fanatics eager to die for their cause with as many bodies as they can accompany. And insiders are all too often part of these plots as well. Once inside, they would find hundreds or thousands of undefended, disarmed victims to garner, many essentially disabled and sitting ducks. There's one of the nation's largest hospitals is employing more and more armed security, but that's still a rarity across the medical world. And the article's authors that put together this little study conclude by worrying about the general increase in legally owned firearms, recommending additional gun laws. The bottom line here is that being prepared to fight is the best bet to prevail if and when the fight comes to you. And as important as it is to be able to protect the vulnerable people who trust you to care for them, and in extreme circumstances, vigorously defending them, too. This is not a game. For some of you, it seems a little surreal, and I understand that. But I want you to understand that this is existential in some cases. If suddenly you're surrounded by a mob, where do you think it's going to end? Where do you think it's going to go? You have to take it upon yourself. And you have to do it where you can. And that's where the issue comes in. And I mean, that's why I carry things like 20 round magazines on me and, you know, the kit, as I call it. I carry the kit. When I go get my back yanked around tomorrow, I will have the kit in the car just in case. Cause where I'm going, they have had Antifa activity. Nothing like you see in Portland, nothing like you see in Oregon, but how am I to know when it's going to ramp up? And that's the same thing you face. So. I'm glad to see the medical profession being led by people like Dr. Young, Dr. Jonadine, Dr. Wheeler, these guys that run DRGO. And at the same time, we need more. We need more to realize that, I mean, they're particularly vulnerable. I mean, if you've ever been in the hospital in that gown where the back end of it's missing and everything else, how much fighting are you going to do in that, especially when you're all doped up and hooked up to all these machines? Not very much. And right now, it's just wide open. Hopefully we do something about that before that becomes an issue here. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by a man that more people read his articles than any other writer in the gun space, and that is Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.